Moses was grown. See, he grew, and now he's grown, and he's starting to make his own decisions. That he went out into his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And we know the rest of the story. Moses kills the Egyptian and hides him, and, you know, the sand wasn't enough to hide him. And the thing got out, and Moses fled. But he didn't flee. Listen, he didn't flee until he learned everything he needed to know about Pharaoh and Egypt. Because I'll be back. And God sends him into the wilderness. Why? He needs to know something about the wilderness too. Because I'll be back. Don't ever take anything you go through and don't think you'll have to revisit it. Don't think, well, this was a one-time thing. No, I'll do it again, but I know more now than I did last time. I'll handle it better this time than I did last time. When you read the patriarch chapter of Hebrews, you find that by faith, Joseph, when he died, he made mentioning of the parting of Israel, and he commanded them concerning his bones. There rose a Pharaoh that knew not the God of Joseph. Joseph was moved off the scene. We need, at that time, they didn't need a deliverer. Do you understand that? Because they had God. They had Joseph over them. They didn't need to be delivered. But now there arises a Pharaoh that does not know their God. Now they need deliverance. By faith, Moses, when he was born, the Bible says in Hebrews that he was hid 3 months of his parents because he saw he was a proper child. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer. Isn't that like a Christ? Isn't that like a deliverer? Let me tell you, you can't be a midwife if you don't want to suffer. Choosing rather to suffer with the afflictions of God's people than to enjoy the pleasures for a season, esteeming the reproach of God as greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had recompense or respect to the recompense of his reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. He endured seeing him who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of the blood, lest the one that he honored at the Passover would smite them too. And he kept all these things. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea, the umbilical cord. By faith, they cut the umbilical cord and got on the other side of a place called wilderness. Been here before. Been here before. Follow me. And Moses became Israel's midwife. Moses became their deliverer. Moses would deliver them out of the womb and the clutches of Egyptian bondage into a land of freedom but wilderness. Some people think freedom cannot be a wilderness, but it is. Even people that go to jail and pay their dues, when they get out, they can't find a job because it's a wilderness to them. They're free, but it's a wilderness. Where are the midwives today? Proverbs says this, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Where are the soul winners? Where are the midwives today? And God is looking for someone to fulfill the office of midwife, someone to be a soul winner. It doesn't matter that you're not kin to me. Do you need deliverance? Doesn't matter I don't really know your history. Do you need deliverance? Are you ready to be delivered? Right. Let me tell you, the office of the midwife is the dirtiest job of all the things out there. It's a dirty, nasty job. Everyone who wants to be a midwife, say, I won't be a soul winner, doesn't know what they're getting into. They don't know the ups and the downs and the tears and the pain and the sorrow and the stuff you go through to try to win somebody to Christ and keep them in the church. Midwives have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Whenever someone is ready to be delivered, you got to go. Still want to be a midwife? Still want to be a soul winner? Oh, Lord. There is a scripture I want you to find back there. I told you I'd put you to the test. Do a search for helps, H-E-L-P-S. There's two places in the Bible that talks about helps. I want the one, there's one of them I want. It's the one in that Paul is talking about different offices of apostles and things like that. The job of the midwife was to save the baby and the mama, but mostly the baby. The office of the midwife was to clean up the baby, not just get it out of the womb, say, see you later. Where are the midwives of Zion? Where are those willing to get up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning and hit their knees and say, do you need any help? Because these midwives feared God more than the commandment of kings, of the king, God gave them houses. There is a reward for being a midwife. God does not let you do things unrecognized. Amen. I'm looking for midwives to birth a generation of new believers. Lord, 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 if you want to be a midwife for this generation, you better be in it for the distance. Anytime anything needs delivered, listen to me, it's a mess. Anytime anything needs deliverance, it's a mess. Somebody needs delivered from drugs, it's a mess. Somebody needs deliverance from alcohol, it's a mess. Somebody needs to be delivered from abuse, it's a mess. You don't just snap your fingers and get over it. It takes a midwife. Push! Push! Come on, you can do it. Come on, get up, let's go. Come on. I know sorrow may last for the night, but joy will come in the morning. Come on. And you're tired too. And you're telling them to push. It's a mess. Mistreated childhoods, delivering people out of that, it's a mess. Delivering somebody from a broken heart, it's a mess. Did you find that scripture? Let's see it. That's not it. Not that one. It's the other one. It's in one of the epistles that he wrote, and he talks about apostles and things like that, different offices. I want that scripture. See if we can find it. 1 Corinthians 12 and 28. Let's try that. We're not leaving till we read it. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ came, he did not come to be a king. He came to be a midwife. More on that story in a minute. Now, I want you to notice the offices here. I want you to notice the order of the offices here. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Let me tell you what apostles are. Apostles are people that put the plow in the ground the very first time. Don't say I'm an apostle and you just took over somebody else's church and call yourself an apostle. Go to a place where they don't know the name of Jesus and put the plow in. That is an apostle. First, he put apostles. So he's given us the not only the difficulty of the office, but he's also given us the rank of the office. Let me tell you, it's much easier to be a prophet than an apostle. It's much easier to sit in your home and record your message and send them to somebody else and say, hey, I got a word for you. The Lord gave me a word for you. It's a lot easier than going and plowing. First, there's apostles. And secondarily, there are prophets. Thirdly, here we go, we're going down, we get to teachers. So he puts these as the 1, 2, 3, okay? Teaching, you know why teaching's so difficult? You see that right there? That's 1 o'clock in the morning right there. That's what that is. Anybody want to be a teacher? See, he's given, but I'd rather be a teacher and be to take, I mean, I got a family and I got all that. An apostle leaves home. A prophet takes all kinds of heat. I thank God, maybe I'm just a good teacher. But after that, he said, here comes these other things that people so desire. They so seek after. It's easy to seek after miracles. I'm going over to this meeting over here. There's going to be signs, wonders, and miracles. That's good. That's good. You didn't have to do anything. Everybody else does something. You go watch the signs, wonders, and miracles. And you didn't do a thing. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healing. Let me go out and pray for you, and then I'm going to get you. God gave me. And that's fine. I wish I had the gift of healing. And I like this little one here. You ever notice that one? H-E-L-P-S. Helps. Midwives. Midwives. Those that are willing to help. Just tell me what to do. And I'm willing to do it. That, let me tell you, the office of the sheriff may be a great office, but he can't do it without deputies. It takes help. The pastor can't pastor without help. We can't have a function out here and have what we had last week without help. So just be a help and help wherever you can. Now watch. Then there's governments. There's governments. That is, you know, making sure everything is done smoothly. And then there's what everybody wants the most, it seems like. It's tongues. And it's the bottom. Did you hear what I'm saying? It's the bottom. Wish I could speak in tongues like them. It's the bottom. It's the bottom. Read one more verse here, maybe. I'm wound up, y'all. 29. Are all apostles? Let's go to the end of the chapter. Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? No, he's talking about we're a body in Christ. The eye can't say to the toe, I don't need thee. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly. Seek after. Desire the best gifts. But the best gifts does not come without labor. The apostles, the teachers, and the prophets, these things require labor. And yet shew I unto you a more excellent way. Hallelujah. I'll close with this. Jesus did not come to be a king or really even a priest. He came to be a midwife. He came to be a deliverer. And when he came after he was tempted in the wilderness, he came into the synagogue and they delivered unto him the book of Isaiah, which is the book of deliverance. It is the book. He was stricken for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. It's my deliverance book. It's where he took away all my sin and all my shame. They despised him and rejected him, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as our word, our faces from him. But he delivered me. And they handed him the book of deliverance. And he found the place where it was written to be a midwife. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor. Deliver the poor. Sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Deliver the brokenhearted. Deliverance of the captives, recovering of the sight of the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. He called me to be a deliverer, a midwife. And he closed the book and gave it back to them and said unto them, this scripture this day is fulfilled in your eyes. Oh, I wonder this morning, does anybody really want to be a midwife? Or you just want to be a tongue talker and a prophecy giver and all these things? Do you really want to roll up your sleeves? Because let me tell you what comes after the birth. What? What comes after the birth? The afterbirth. You get that too. You hear me? Midwives get that too. Not only do they get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to see what's happening and what you need to be delivered, but you get everything that follows them that get delivered. You get the afterbirth. And you have to say, let me clean the baby up, because we're keeping that. This got you to this place. Thank God for it. But it's time to discard it. It's time to throw away what you don't need anymore. And let's clean up. And let's save. And let's keep alive. And let's nurture what we can save. But the other thing just got you to this place. That's all it did. All those things you go through just get you to this place. And the midwife has to chunk that and clean up the baby and wrap it in the swaddling clothes and say, Mama, you've been delivered. Any midwives in the house today? Anybody want to be a midwife? Hallelujah. Bow your heads. Lord, I come before you this morning. Hallelujah. I'm out of time, but you're not. Hallelujah. You're an everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Time is nothing to you. We watch clocks and we got to punch in and punch out and time to get up and time to go to bed. You're awake all the time. But Lord, you said that we don't consider the time. You said that the ass knows his crib and the ox his master's born. But my people do not consider the time. They don't realize they're on a limited time. And whatever we're going to do for you, God, we got to be busy doing it. God, send us midwives that are willing to work with people that will be struggling to deliver their babies. In Jesus' name, help us to be willing to fulfill that office and not fear the commandment of this world. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Take your quick break, and we'll see you on the other side.